Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tavshin Pei, 5780. So this is, it's going to really, I think, focus a little bit more on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but it has from it also from Tazria Mitzora. I think we'll get some mileage out of this. Okay, what does it say? So first citation, look at this. This is from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, he says from the time of Chodesh Iyar, he says Varemez, right? There's a remez to Chodesh Iyar in the pasuk in Beshalach, Ani Hashem Rofecha.
Where are you starting
the line? Oh, right, in the middle.
I see.
Varemez b'pasuk ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, Roshei Tevos Iyar.
Is
right. No. So in other words, in the pasuk in Beshalach, right after we come out of Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Hashem says, you know, the pasuk here. If you look it down over here, here's the pasuk. It says, "Vayomer im shamoa tishma," right? The call Hashem elokecha. If you listen to what the call of Hashem elokecha, "Vayosher be'enav taseh," and you do that which is straight in His eyes. "Vazanta lemitzvosav," you pay attention to His mitzvos. "Vashamarta kol chukov," and you guard all of his chukim. "Kol ha'machala asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha," any machala, any illness that I placed upon Mitzrayim, I will not place upon you. "Ki ani Hashem rofecha," for I am Hashem, right, your healer, right? Let's just translate it like that.
That's in Sefer Shmuel.
It's in Parshas B'Shalach. So if you look at the letters, "Ani Hashem rofecha," the first letter of each word, the first is "Ani," the second is the Yud from the Shem Hashem, and the third is "Rofecha," what we call the Reish, it spells E-R. Spells E-R. Right? Okay. So now, to go back to the top again. So, the Chassam Sofer says, Avos E-R. Right? Ani Hashem.
The only verse E-R is Yud?
No, E-R is Aleph Yud Reish. Yud Reish, and the words Ani Aleph Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is Yud Rofecha, your healer, right, is Er. Then in addition he says Vo'ayvai Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga. That's what we say at the end of Tachnun, called right sentence there in Tachnun, right? It says Vo'ayvai Yashuvu Yevoshu Raga. So that, recall, that spells Rashi Tevos as Aleph, Oivai, right? Yashuvu, Yud. Yevosho, Yud. Raga, in a moment, Reish. That spells E-R with two Yuds.
Two Yuds.
So, halacha, we spell it one Yud. But it is brought down in the Svarim, like the Chassam Sofer is being Rambis too, that E-R can be spelled with one Yud or two Yud. Mm-hmm. Again, right, so it, in the Ksuba and Gitin they write it with one Yud.
But the point is that
it has two spellings.
But during this time is time of the Ksuba.
Right. And the idea, he says that what are the Rashi Tevos for this last line in Tachnun? What does that have to do with anything? He says Shamizmor Bedaber Kishahaya Dovi Chole Venisrape. Right? In other words, David's enemies were rejoicing, oh, he's gonna die. Right. We see he's not the real McCoy. He was sick, but he was healed. This is from his sickness. The time when he was sick, not the time that he had to feign insanity. This is later on in his career.
When he was older.
Right. But this is not a time when he died.
That's when he had the women lay down next to him.
It's probably earlier than that. That's what he called. That was already towards the end of his life. We're talking about a time when he was younger. And his enemies thought he was going to die from this illness, and he recovered. So therefore, also over there, you find there's a remez to E-R, this time spelled with two yudin. Okay, fine. The Sefer Todah, you know, from Rabbi Leo Kitov, he mentions why is it that E-R is misugal, why is it special, why does it have a school, the quality of being a zman of refuah? So he says, right, Chodesh Iyar Besugal L'Rafuos Yosem Yishar Chadashim. It is, as it were, a time of healing more so than other months. Shebo Hischil Haman L'Redes. During Chodesh Iyar was the time that the Mon first began to, what do you call it, to come down. The Haman Nikra.
Came down in Iyar?
Right. The first time it came down was in Iyar.
30 days after he left the Shrine?
In what do you call it? From wherever it is. Yeah, the middle of Iyar. Right. So the Haman Nikra Lahem Lechem Avbirim. It's called the bread of princes. Right? It's also it's strengthening. Lo nigrumu mimenu shum machlos. It was like lechem from Shemaim. It was like the sort of stuff that the Malachim would eat, and therefore no one got ill from it. You never got ill. So therefore, lachein nishar zeh teva tavua ledoros. This remained the teva of Chodesh Iyar for all generations. Shechodesh zeh misugal lerefuah. This Chodesh has a unique quality to heal. Right, the kosu bezeh od remez Iyar, right? Rashi Tevos on the Hashem Rofecha, like we saw already before, both from the Chassam Sofer and also they bring in the name of Rav Binah Mipshis, right? Actually a little bit after the Chassam Sofer, so I guess the chorus
of with the water. The water is not really so. It's insignificant according to the time.
What do you mean the water?
They say, oh, if you say if you drink the rain from the mouth.
Well, maybe it's like the red, like lechem in a shemaim, just like the what do you call like the mon coming out of shemaim. So perhaps okay, I don't know. They say that, right? You're right. So fine. So let's take a look at a second. What is it? What is the pasuk? What?
No, right or wrong.
No, don't it. What do you call it? What's this pasuk? Ani Hashem Rofecha, right from Bishalach. Right, we said that was just after they left Yamsuf. Let's just examine what the perush of the words mean. What does it mean? Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am the word, because the pasuk is very strange. Right, what does it say? Let's look at the pasuk again. In Shmos, Parshas Bishalach, Tetvav Chavav. Vayomer Yishamot Tishma LaKol Hashem Elokecha. Vayashar BeInecha BeInov. I'm sorry, Taaseh. You'll do, you know, with the right thing. Vazant LeMitzvos of Hashemah TeKochul Kav. Right. All of the illness that I placed upon Mitzrayim, I won't put upon you. I am Hashem, your healer. Now you think about it, that's a very strange statement. If you do everything that's right, I won't make you sick. Like Boker Tov, like that's, you know, why would you think you'd make me sick if I did everything right? If you're going to tell me, do everything right, and I'll give you a reward, do everything right, I'll bring care to Israel, do everything right, what do you call it, I'll make life in Olam Hazeh easier for you so that you can do more mitzvahs. Tell me anything.
But we're stupid kids, we need to be doing these things.
I just, no, but that's a ridiculous statement, though. What do you call it? Hashem should tell us, oh, you know what, if you do everything I tell you, I won't kill you. That's bizarre. So Rashi says, right, lo asim alecha, v'im asim harehu kilo husma. And if I do place upon you, it's as though I didn't place it upon you. That also is very strange. That's strange. What does that mean? Right, ki ani Hashem rofecha zeu midrasho. That's the medrash. Well, fi pshuto, right, and the pashtus is ki ani Hashem rofecha. Right, I am the Hashem who is your healer. Umelamedcha Torah umitzvos. Lamanti natzel mehem kirofe azeh haomer lo adam al tochal dvarim shemachzirim oscha lidei choli v'zeu ezer mitzvos v'zeu izun mitzvos v'chenu omer rifu stiel sharecha. So the second parish he says is, I'm your healer, right? What does it mean, I'm your healer? I'm like a doctor. Not that I'm going to heal you from your sickness, but I'm like a doctor. A doctor tells his patient, listen, you want to stay healthy, right? Don't eat this, don't eat that, don't drink this, don't drink that, right? And that's the way he keeps you healthy. So that's what it means. Ani Hashem Rofecha, you won't have any of these machlos. Why? Because I'm telling you how to avoid these machlos. I'm telling you how to avoid these machlos.
What was that statement you said? It was in the middle. I can't even think of it. One of the problems one of the prop the second pasuk you said.
The
I am you saying that was like a twist in the word.
And what Ani Hashem Rofecho?
Yeah, the one after that.
The other one with the two yudin.
No, it was just he just said it like 3 minutes ago.
Right. Right there.
Okay.
Right. So we go through. So Rashi gives us two pirushim. Once again, the first thing is very difficult to understand.
Which
don't
one?
Worry, don't. In other words, if you listen to what I say, right, I won't put this illness upon you, right? For I am Hashem your healer. And then Rashi says, and if I do put it upon you, it's as though I didn't put it upon you. That one. Okay. Somebody comes with need understanding you. So
if
look.
I did.
If I do put it upon you, it's as though I didn't put it upon you. So listen to this Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer says as follows. Vayomer. Im shamoa tishma kol machala. Hakushya shiyesh bezeh yadua. Right? The difficulty over here is obvious. It's well known. Says the Ksav Sofer. Right, yeah. Mehechi teisiya lalea machala shebe mitzrayim. Im yaminu v'yishmu. Why would you think? It's because he talked about it. Why would you think that the illnesses of Mitzrayim would come upon me if I'm believing? It's like a weird thing. First part of the pasuk says, do what I say, you know, do the mitzvahs, listen to this or that, this is the next thing, right? And I won't put all the machla of Mitzrayim upon you. You know, of course. So he comes to explain that.
Why? I don't see many problems.
Okay. It's like saying, you know, you like imagine telling one of your kids, listen, I want you to make your bed in the morning, right? I want you to clean up your room. And I want you also, when you come back from school, on the way back from school, stop off at the grocery store and pick up these things for the house, right? And if you do all these things, I want you to know, I'm not going to break your legs. Huh? So what, if you can do all these things, I'll give you an allowance.
So does that mean it's inferring that that means he's going to break your legs anyway?
Yeah, that sounds like...
Save yourself.
Yeah, what type of business is that? So he says... Ukaes near Li, right at the end of the second line. Behekdem. The end of the second line in the Ksav Sofer. Ukaes near Li, Behekdem. I want to suggest as follows. Let's look at this, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Medrash Shir HaShirim says on this pasuk, Hishbati Eschem Benos Yerushalayim. This is the Jewish people speaking to the nations of the world, Hishbati Eschem, I want you to swear to Beros Yerushalayim. Im Timtzu Es Dodi, if you find my beloved, i.e. Hashem, right? Matagiulo, what will you say to him? You'll say to him as follows, Shecholas Ahava Ani, I'm lovesick for him. Shecholas Ahava Ani, I'm lovesick for him. So says, right, says the Medrash, Ma Cholaze Mitzapel Refua. Just as this, right, this chole, he's yearning for a remedy, for refuah, right, for a remedy to his illness. Ma chole zeh, yeah, is mitzapim refuah. Kach hayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim mitzapim legeula. So to the Jewish people, in Mitzrayim we're yearning for the geula. V'hu tamua, right, it's very strange, says the Ksav Sofer. Venirli kavanasa ritsuya in a chola hamutal b'yisurim. Let's understand this. Let's look at it. Imagine a person who's mutal b'yisurim. Person is lying there in bed. He's horribly sick. He's suffering horrible pain. Right? Tsoek refua. Right? He's screaming, send me some sort of remedy. Send me some sort of medication. Send me something to heal me. right? Larapo Maher Kol HaEfsher. To heal me as quickly as possible. I want a quick fix. Something to heal me quickly. Ulefamim Harbe, Harofi Roe. Sometimes, many times, the Rofe sees Ki yid chok hashal lerefuaso aydei samim charifim vekashim ulashar hashav verofalo lezman min hazmanim tovalo choli zeb emakam acher v'yesukan od yoser. The doctor looks at me and says, listen, there are two forms of treatment here. Either the long drawn out treatment, right, which is a much more permanent solution, right, and then you will be healed, but it's very long, right, and it requires what he called patience on your part and it's suffering during the time period, etc. Or I can do a very quick methodology which will heal you right now, but there's no guarantee that it won't come back again in the future, right? There's no guarantee it won't come back in the future. It might come back even worse than it was originally, right? In addition, the only thing I can suggest to you is if you insist on going the short route rather than the long route, then you have to be extremely careful with your diet afterwards. Because if you're not careful with your diet, right, it's going to come back for sure, and it's going to come back more furiously than the first time, right? Something epidemiologists are saying, right, that it's conceivable, God forbid, that even if they find something for this, or it slows down now, God forbid, it come back next fall even worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's the Bederech HaTeva, right? But anyway, it's an interesting thing. It still fits into this thing over here. Now, there's no quick fixes. You want to do a quick fix, what do you call it? You might solve the problem temporarily, but you, in the long term, it might be even worse. So anyway, so what does he say over here? Lachein rofe chacham yirape laat laat. Therefore,
all these specifics coincide with
Lachein rofe chacham yirape laat laat. Therefore, a wise doctor healer heals the person a little bit at a time. V'somech v'soed hateva, right? Shiyurpa miyom el yom. And that way, the person's nature becomes stronger, his immune system becomes stronger, and he gets healthier, and then he's completely healed.
That's what I heard about the Zmanim Mashiach, Hevelay Mashiach.
Yeah.
It comes in stages.
Okay. That's very relevant to this. V'imachole Eino Yachol is Bola Yisroim, but if let's say the Chol says, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't do this long treatment. I can't do this long term. I need short term. I need quickly. Right? He's saying, I want it now. Amor Yomarlo Arofe. The Rofe will say to him, Efshirli Laraposcha Chishmaher Mizer. I can heal you very quickly. Avayesh Bokshash Sakana. There is a Khshash of Sakana. Chutz mi imtiye Nishma Byosir Machalo Mishte Kashaver Atsava Alecha. The only way I can tell you that this short term, quick healing method will stick is if you're extremely careful what you eat and drink. Just as I command you. It's not going to be easy for you to stick to this regimen, to this diet. And I don't think that you're going to have the capacity to stick to it. And then what happens is it's worse than if you'd never done it in the first place. Right? Because it'll come back worse. Hanimshol. What's the nimshol from this mashal? Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim by Choros Meis Hashem al Eza Ovum. Ke Omram Zal Yisrael Mirov Tzaram Dach Lashah Lega Alam Kodem Azman Ki Mavur Me Midrashim. Jewish people had to go down to Mitzrayim. Whatever the sin was. Right? The Gemara in the Dharm talks about different possibilities. Right? Doesn't make a difference right now. But we need to be there, right, for an extended period of time. Bris Meretz Tzaram says 400 years. 400 years. Might be only there 210 years. Right? Yisrael merov tzaram, but Yisrael, out of their pain, what they call it, they screamed out that they want the geula now. Like it says in the Midrashim. Ubezeh nitzrichu ha-galuyah sh'achakach. And that becomes, right, the fact that they left early becomes the seeds for all the future galuyas that we had to go through. Bavel, right, because again, If you stick to the regimen of eating and drinking, what's right, i.e., you stick to Torah and mitzvos, right? So even though it was a short-term healing methodology, but it'll stay with you. But if you slip in your diet, right, Torah, mitzvos, maasim, tovim, then the end, it comes back fast and furious. And that's what happened. We had to go back, we had the Golis in Bavel, we had the Golis Paros of Madai, Yavon, and Edom were sitting now come out 2,000 years, right? Suffering, right? Drowning in what he called in Edom, sometimes in their physical abuse, and nowadays more often in their, you know, their spiritual abuse. Right? Kilo haisa gul of isman haroi, because we went out early. Because
we went out early, we had those
golus
of the
Koshi
Hashibu.
Right,
Golus.
Shh.
Right. All those because we didn't finish it. In other words, we the Hashem increased the pain, right, in Mitzrayim. But even that wasn't enough to make up for the fact that we should have been there many more years. So the result is that we still got this flaw inside of us. Or if, right, if we would have called, if we had you know, in terms of that flaw inside of us, if we had maintained our proper diet, Torah, mitzvos, masim, tovim, etc., so then we'd be okay. But we didn't. So again, what happened is we fell back into illness again. We fell back into goals again. Several times.
Keep the diet of Torah.
Right. V'arichus ha-golos v'kumo choli sheba sheni yisachar sheshav v'rafa ha-idei shalom nishmar heitev shekosha yosu v'refua v'zeo kavonas ha-medrash ki cholas av ani. That's what the medrash means on the pasuk. I'm lovesick. I'm so sick. I need to be close to him. I can't stand this anymore. I can't stand the pain anymore. I can't stand the drowning in Mitzrayim anymore. Oh no, but if you hang in there, when you leave, you will never go back into golos again. But the problem is, right, we didn't do that. We didn't stick to the diet. Go down to the bold there. V'zeo kavonas hakro. V'ayah im shamoa. Now he goes back to explain our pasuk here. V'ayah im shamoa. Tishma. Right? Right? Would you listen to what Hashem says? You do all his mitzvahs, etc. Kol amachal asher samti Mitzrayim lo asim alecha. Keni Hashem rofecha. All the illness that I put upon Mitzrayim will not put upon you. Hainu. Shekatzavti alecha v'mitzrayim. In other words, you had a certain amount you had to go through there. Right? You left early. Stick to your diet. If you listen to me, you do my mitzvahs, right? Baiting Tobim, all those things. So then, when you call, the illness of Mitzrayim will come back upon you, right? I will come back. Come on, call Shekasavti Alech Mitzrayim, right? Right, and it was the illness that was meant to take place in Mitzrayim, right? All the illness was, it's such a novel pshat. It doesn't mean this is not the only way to explain the pasuk. Usually, we understand the illness I brought upon the mitzri, right? I will bring upon you. But the way he's explaining it, right? He's explaining based upon the medrash is that he's saying all the illness that was supposed to come upon you in Mitzrayim, I won't put anymore if you keep what I said, if you keep the diet. It's a very novel parish. Lo asim alecha ad od lashlim chisorn hashanim shahaya roi b'mitzrayim ki ani Hashem haynu avur shani Hashem v'kabalas ol malchusi rofecha ani Hashem, your connection to me as ani Hashem zehu rofecha, that's your healing. That's it's an unusual pshat. Let's look back into the pasuk again. Pasuk says, if you listen, right, and if you listen to my call, says Hashem. Right? And you do that which is straight in my eyes. And you pay attention to my mitzvos. And you keep all my statutes. Kol ha-machal asher samti b'mitzrayim. All the machala that existed in Mitzrayim, all the suffering that existed in Mitzrayim, lo asim alech, I won't put it on in the future. Those, the debt that you have still to pay, I won't put upon you in the future. Why? Ki ani Hashem. My being your Hashem, that you set my malchus, zerufecha, that's your healer. Right, that'll keep you healthy. In other words, by your sticking with me and relating to me as Hashem, that's his explaining. If you keep all the mitzvos, right, and do all that which is right, so all of what was left over from Mitzrayim, I won't put upon you, Because why? Because when you're in that state of being connected to Hashem, that is your healing. Ki ani Hashem, that's how I become your healer. If you stick with me, right, I'll be your healer. Well, the illness won't come back again.
Fine.
Right. So it's a fascinating thing. What is he telling us? He's telling us that really, it's as though we are surrounded, Ki'ilu, by potential, right? By potential disaster. Because we never finished the full kapara of Mitzrayim. But if we remain in our bubble of connection to Hashem, we're protected from that. But the minute we step out of that bubble, it's just waiting to fall on us all over again, as it did in Babel, as it did in Parsamada, as it did in Yavon, as it does right here. Fascinating. That similar sort of idea is what he called is found also in our Parsha, in Mitzora, okay? The Sefer Chinuch. It says the whole idea of Tzoras is to teach us about Hashem's Hashgacha. He says it in several different places, but in this one, in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph, right, he talks about the idea of part of the process of the Mitzora is that if he gets Tzaras, he has to be secluded, like we're secluded now, right? He has to be secluded outside the encampment. And that's Nida Keneged Nida. He spoke, for instance, Lashon Hara, right? And he created division between husband and wife, between friends, between co-workers, between. And as a result, now he's distanced from everybody. He's pushed away from everybody. And that's Mida Keneged Mida. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, don't think Mida Keneged Mida is, you know, the way we deal with things. You do to me, I'll pay you back tit for tat, right? Right? This is what you do to me, I'm going to do it back to you also. He says, that's not the way it is. He says, the Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem never does anything bad. Right? It's only we do it to ourselves. He says, what's it like? A person who's walking along a straight path, no stones, very smooth. He decides he doesn't want to stick on the path. He wanders over to the side. By the side, right, the walls are lined with brambles and thistles and thorns. So it's not like they reached over and grabbed him. He left the path, and it was there. It banged into him. Right? He banged into it, I should say. He says, that's exactly the way it is. So this concept, right, the way the Ksav Sofer says, about how Hashem is our healer, our being connected to Hashem is our source of healing, is right, it's protecting us from an old debt that we need to pay, right? If we follow his instructions as the doctor, so then there's no need to follow the debt, because the quick healing method that he used...
Is it individual
it's true for everything.
Mm-hmm.
The klal, what do you call it? But I'm saying it happens to be that it's also true for every individual as well. I mean, certainly the Sefer HaChinuch, when he's talking about this idea, he's talking about individuals, talking about individual Mitzora, right? Hashem doesn't bring bad. It's just like when you're living in the world of Torah Mitzvos, you're surrounded by Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis, so then you're protected from all the vicissitudes of life.
When you make mistakes.
Okay. I knew a guy once who thought he could drive, what he called, through a red light at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And what car would be going through, what he called, would be going through at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And he, what he called, it was a mistake, what he called, how I should think about it. But the fact he drove through it, he got creamed. Right? I remember that. In any event, so what he calls, we make mistakes, you're right. But you have to know, we make a mistake, we pay a price. Right? If you're more careful, you don't pay a price. Right? Most show gigs, most things, again, the things that are onus. Right? Yeah, no control. We're not talking about that. But we're talking about a show gig. I forgot it was Shabbos. How do you forget it was Shabbos? Well, I forgot that Bora was usher on Shabbos. How do you forget Bora was usher on Shabbos? If you really care about it,
talks about it. Right.
Right. You understand, but that's why you bring a chatas. That's why you bring a korban, because it's a sin. It's a sin. You don't forget, recall, you don't forget, you know, when you heard about that on
lucky to bring a chatas.
I'm sorry?
Lucky to bring a chatas.
Yeah, right, you're right. Okay, fine. Keep on going. Keep on going. So now, let's think for a second. On page 2, what's the real relationship between this and Chodesh Iyar? Right? You know, it's the idea of Ani Hashem Rofecha.
What is relationship to what?
Yes, yeah, that Chodesh Iyar, right, we said, is Rosh Tevos, Ani Hashem Rofecha. I will heal you. So we saw the Sefer Todah, right, said that where there's a unique quality in Chodesh Iyar, in that sense, it's the Chodesh the Mun came down, right? That the month came down. Therefore, right, therefore, it has a quality of healing. But I want to suggest that there's something even more here, right? And it has to do with these ideas that we were talking about before. Chodesh Iyar. Listen to this. There's a discussion in the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah in which Chodesh were the Avos born. It's Machlokes, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Were they born in Tishrei? Were they born in Nisan? In Nisan. Rabbi Yeshua says they were born in Nisan. How does Rabbi Yeshua prove that? Right? How does he prove that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Minayin Shiba Nisan Noldu Avos. Right? This is on page 2 there, that citation that says over here, right? Ma Kesher L'Chodesh Iyar. Rabbi Yeshua says, how do we know that the Avos were born in Chodesh Nisan? Shenemar, Vahi B'Shvonim Shana. The pasuk is talking about the building of the Beis Hamikdash, and it refers to Chodesh Ziv, right? Chodesh Ziv. That's what. So the Ziv, Zayin Yud Vav.
Ziv
just means what he calls Ziv. We'll see in a second. Ziv, right? So that's Chodesh Iyar. So because it says it's called the Chodesh Hasheni. Okay, but this is weird. Listen, it's weird. Right.
So you're calling it Chodesh Iyar Ziv.
Right. Chodesh Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv. That's the way it's referred to in what he called in Sefer Melachim. Okay? In other places. He says, and that's the proof that the Avos were born in Nisan. Why? Shenoldu bo Ziv Tanei Olam. It's a bizarre statement.
What?
the Ziv is like glory, glowing.
Glowing,
right. Right, so recall because the Avos, because Chodesh Iyar is called Ziv, right? We know that the Avos were born
Nisan?
In Nisan, Makesh.
So you think they were born in
Iyar, right? So Rashi says over there, Chodesh Ziv is Iyar. Shenodabo Ziv Tania Olam. Shekishin is Chodesh Iyar.
That's not really Yeshua, is it?
No, that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, born in Nisan, he proves it from the fact that Chodesh Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv.
So
that's weird. So Rashi says, in his Chodesh Iyar, noldu kfar b'Nisan. Rashi says, the proof is, right, that the Avos are called the Ziv Tanei Olam, they're called the glowing of the world, and when Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is called Chodesh Ziv, takes place, it means they were already born in Nisan. Now that's really convoluted, right? The glow is Chodesh Ziv is called the Chodesh of the second month is Iyar. That's the month that's called glowing. Right? It has to do with light also because there's a lot of lights now in Chodesh Iyar, etc. Right? But it's really called the glowing. And since the Avos are referred to as the Ziv Tanei Olam, the glowing of the world, so that shows they're born already in Chodesh Nisan. Huh? It's like it defies understanding. So I heard many years ago from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha. He said the idea is like we discussed before. What's Ziv? Like Ramchal says, Ziv is the glowing on your face that is the reflection of what's buried deep inside of your neshama or your heart, etc. That's called ziv. Like ziv hapani. The glowing of the face is when you see that all the greatness and all the beauty and all the splendor and all the grandeur that's embedded inside of you, deep inside of you, has been able to wend its way up and become manifest on your physical face. And that's why a face, a panim, is called panim, miloshon pnim. It's the gateway to the inside. So now we understand, right, what Rashi's talking about. This is what he explained at that time. In other words, if we call Chodesh Ziv, right, that's the second month, that's Iyar, a time of the glowing of Ziv, that means something that started before, right, started before, has now, has been able to push its way up and be revealed in the world. The Avos are called Ziv Tanei HaOlam. Why? Because they were able to take the depth and the beauty and the greatness and the grandeur, right, of Hashem's presence that's embedded in the world, and to bring it out to be reflected in the world so it has continuity. If it remains only in the inside, right, then it'll just get buried again. But if, as it were, that you have the capacity to be able to draw that which is on the inside and to bring it to fruition on the outside, that means it's going to continue. So it means it's going to continue, right? It's going to continue. It wasn't just like an internal kernel you saw for a second, and now it's buried again. You drew it, you pulled it, you grabbed it, and you brought it out into the outside, and now it's permanently in the outside. So the Avos are called the Ziv Tanei HaOlam. They had the capacity, each one with his unique midah, to be able to search for Hashem's presence, which was hidden in the world, and to bring it to fruition so that people in the outside world will always see it. The chesed that Avraham Avinu saw in the world, embedded in the world, he brought out and taught the world, and now we see, the world really, now I've got the eyes, so you will see the world in place of chesed. Yitzchak, right, tapped into what we call the gvura, right, the gvura, the constriction that sometimes you see of Hashem's presence in the world, but he brought it out in a way you could see. Look at Yitzchak, you could see what he called Yira, you can see Yira. Yaakov with his MS, etc. Once again, the same thing. They're called the Ziv Tanei Olam. That means if they're called the Ziv Tanei Olam, and Chodesh Iyar, the second month, is called Ziv, that means they were already born, right, in Nisan.
So how does he say?
So that's why he says that. No, the Iyar is just what Ziv means. If Iyar is Ziv, that means that already they were born in Nisan, and they came to fruition. The Ziv was revealed in Iyar, right, and that's the proof that they were born in Nisan. What does that mean?
He wanted to say that they were born.
They're born in Nisan. They're born in Nisan, and therefore he says by virtue of the fact that the Tanakh refers to the second month as Ziv, we see that the seeds already started in Nisan, and they came to the fruition in the form of Ziv, of a glowing that reached the outside already in Iyar. For us, what does that mean? In Chodesh Nisan, it's a Chodesh of Nisim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The real test, if we can take the ball and run with it, right, is if we, after we leave the Chodesh of Nisan, no Tachnun, only Nisim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Emuna, we discuss it over and over again, can we bring it into the regular world? Right? Can we transform the seeds that we planted during Nisan and have them come to fruition, right, in Chodesh Iyar, as we enter into the regular world with all of that? So now, if you think for a second, that's why one reason, that's the reason why Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha, right? In other words, just like the Ksav Sofer said, if you stick to the regimen, right, if you stay connected to me, then all the remaining debt that you have in terms of the galus won't affect you. It won't affect you, right? You won't suffer any of the illness. You'll be in a state of health all the time. So if we can take the lessons of Nisan, right, and bring them into a month, right, which is a month totally in the sphera. But it's somebody called. It's not the month. It's not the Nisim of Nisan. It's not that. If we can bring that into that month, then that's our. If we can bring the lessons that we learned from Nisan,
into ER, then Hashem is we're connected to Hashem, and that is our source of protection against the God forbid the illness that could befall us. Right? So that Ani Hashem Rofecha. So I'm suggesting conceptually, ER is a time of refuah. Right? I'm not coming to argue with what he called the Sefer Todah, but I'm saying what he called it conceptually, right? This is an additional idea. We'll go one step further with that, we'll close. We saw before, the Chassam Sofer said, right, there's two ways to write ER. Right? There's two ways to write ER. You can write ER with one yud,
and you can write ER with two yud.
With two yud. Right? Two yuds. He said that's also a reference, right, to healing, as he brought down before, Chassam Sofer. So, I once heard a story about Rav Naftalmi Rupshitz. Right, one of the Gdoli Hasidus, right? Rav Naftalmi Rupshitz. Ptolemy Rupshitz. Brilliant Talmud Chacham, right, called the record on his Matzeved says that Yachi Bedoro B'Chachmas Elokim. You know, they don't throw around words like that. He was like was a deep, right, not only a halachist, but a deep Kabbalist, etc. She says he once learned from his Cheder Rebbe a very important lesson. Whenever he's reading a pasuk, right, in the Chumash, when he was teaching him Taich, he was teaching him how to read the pasuk in the Chumash. So he came to the end of the pasuk, and there's a colon there, right, a colon at the end. So he would read it and say Hashem's name, Ado followed by Noi. Right. So when he quotes the Rebbe, he said to him, he says, Naftali. That's not a Hashem's name, right? That's not Hashem's name. That's what he called that's a sof pasuk. That's the end of the pasuk. So he said, why? It's got two yuds there. Two yuds there. So the Rebbe said to him, he said, no. When the two yuds are next to each other, right? So that spells Hashem's name. When one yud is on top of the other yud, right? That's the sof pasuk. When one yud is next to it, it's Hashem's name. Spelling Hashem's name, right? And when one yud is on top of the other yud, it's the end of a pasuk. So in Yiddish, we call it the galtzianer. We're not telling eruptions. So when there are two yidden, it can be two yuds or it can be two Jews. If one's what he calls next to each other like this, right? It spells Hashem's name, right? If one is on top of the other, that's the end of the pasuk, right? If two Jews are together in friendship, that spells Hashem's name. If one's sitting on top of the other and not being good to the other, that's the end of the pasuk. So therefore, I'm suggesting that not only is the remez of ER, right, found in, right, Ani Hashem Rofecha, when you spell it with one yud, like we discussed before, the idea of Ziv, the idea of carrying the lessons that we learned in Nisan, right, into what do you call it, into Chodesh ER. But also, even when it's spelled with two yuds, there's also a lesson there. Well, also in terms of our benam lachavero, right? Unity, right? Go benam lachavero, and that's Ani Hashem Ofecha. Hashem should protect us, right? He should heal the Jewish people. He should have rachmanis bechlal in the world. The world should learn some very big lessons from everything that's going on now, and we should listen to what Hashem has to tell us, and that way we'll stay beis Hashem hail hearty, and be able to greet Mashiach halavai as well.